When typing in Arabic, you will find under the D key on your keyboard the letter Ya, written like that with two dots under it. And under the N key, you will see another letter that looks like the Ya, but without any dots under it. We call the first one Al-Ya Al-Mutatarrifa, or in English, the Ya which comes at the end of the word. And it is pronounced like any other ya, or as in the e sound, like in fi, tajri, yahdi, and so on. But we call that second one that looks like ya, al-alif al-maqsura, because it is pronounced like an alif, or as in a sound, like when we say Mustafa, Ala, Huda, and so on. However, in the Quran, you can only find that second variation, and the Ya with two dots under it is non-existent. And the first question that comes to your mind is, does that mean that all the letters with this symbol in the Quran are all pronounced as Alif Maqsura or A? And the answer is definitely not, because some of them are pronounced as E, so like a normal Ya, and some are pronounced as A, or Alif Maqsura. But if that's the case, then why is the Qur'an written differently? Why are there two sounds that have the same symbol? Well, originally there was just the one variation for both Al-Ya Al-Mutatarrifa and Al-Alif Al-Maqsura, and it had no dots under it. And depending on the word and the context, you would be able to pronounce it as A, so Alif Maqsura, or as Ya at the end of the word with the sound E. And you would choose the sound that fits in the sentence the best and makes the most sense. Like this sentence, for example. You'll see here that there are three words that end with exactly the same letter, but they are not pronounced exactly the same. We should read it as follows. يجلسوا علي على الكرسي. So, as you've heard, it is read like that, and I know that this is correct because of the context of the sentence, and because otherwise the sentence wouldn't make any sense. So, originally, this symbol referred to both Ya and Alif Maqsura. But since Islam started spreading out and more non-Arabs started learning Arabic, the Ya with dots was introduced to make it easier for them to know which is which, since many of them only know how to read Arabic and they don't really understand the context completely. And that's why nowadays you'll find both variations in your keyboard. And since this happened much later in time, the Quran, as well as many books, use the original Arabic form with the same original symbol that refers to both Ya and Alif Maqsura. And that's why this lesson is very important, because it is going to help you know when this symbol is pronounced as Ya or E, and when it is pronounced as Alif Maqsura or A at the end of words. So how can we tell which is which? And how can we pronounce it properly when you stop at the word and when you keep on reading? Well, first of all, you need to know that in the Quran, you will see this letter in three states. First, you will see it with tashkil on top or under it. Second, you will also see it with a tiny little alif written on top of it. Third, you will see it with nothing on top or nothing under. Let's start with the first case, when this letter comes at the end of the word and it has any tashkil sign on top or under. And with tashkil sign, I mean a fatha, dhamma, kasra, a sukun sign, and all kinds of tanween. And if this happens, you will always pronounce it as ya or e, like in these examples. You'll also notice that in each example, I'm going to recite it once while stopping at the word, and one more time when keeping on reading so that you know how to pronounce this word in every single position.
فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ.
So here we have in the word هُدَايَ, the word ended with ya and it has fatha on top, so this means that you will pronounce it as ya without any problems. Next example.
إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسَ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا.
And in this word we see الْخِزْي has a كَسْرَة under it. So we said عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا. Next example.
إن ربك هو القوي. إن ربك هو القوي العزيز.
Next is an example when the ya has sukun on top.
وأشهدوا ذوي. وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنْكُمْ.
Again, we pronounce it as ya because it has the sukun sign on top.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بْنَيَّ وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بْنَيَّ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ.
And now, when the ya has shadda on top and a tanween, let's see how it sounds like when you stop at it and when you keep on reading.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ.
Now let's move to the second case. If the letter had that little alif on top. This tiny alif is called al-alif al-khinjariyya, or literally in English, the dagger alif. And if that happens, you will always pronounce it as alif, because it would then be alif maqsura, like in these examples.
خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبَصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ.
So here in three instances, we saw the alif maqsura at the end of the word ala with that little sign on top to indicate that there is an alif here at the end of this word. So that's why we said ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala absarihim. One more example.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت.
Finally, the last case is when this letter has absolutely nothing on top or under it. And when that happens, you will have to look at the letter before it. If it has kasra, then it would mean that it is a ya, and you should pronounce it as ya or e. And if what comes before it has fatha on top, then it would mean that it is an alif maqsura, and you should then pronounce it as an alif or a, like in these examples.
فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ.
Here in the word الَّذِي, we have ya that has nothing on top or under it, but before it we have ذل, which has كسره under it. So that's why we say الذي. Next example.
وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول وهدوا إلى صراط الحميد.
And here in this word, it ends with alif maqsura that has nothing on top or under it, but we know that we should pronounce it as alif because the letter before it, which is lam, has fatha on top. But we should also know that in many instances, this alif maqsura is only visible when stopping at the word, like when we said wahudu ila. But if you keep on reading, you won't pronounce the alif maqsura at all at the end of the word. And that's why when we kept on reading, we said
wahudu ila at-tayyib
and not
wahudu ila at-tayyib.
And the reason why this happens is because of the phenomenon of التقاء الساكنين, which I explained extensively in this lesson. So please check it out to understand this concept even more. Let's have a look at one more example for this phenomenon.
والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل.
Here we see in the first ya, it has no signs on top or under, and when we stopped at it, we said وفي. But when we kept on reading, we said وفي الرقاب, and we did not say وفي الرقاب, because that would be wrong. And the reason, as indicated, is because of the fact that two letters with sukun followed one another. So, to recap, in the Quran, when this letter comes at the end of words, it can be pronounced as ya or as alif. You pronounce it as ya if it has any tashkil sign on top or under it. And you pronounce it as alif if it has that tiny alif sign on top. And when it has no signs at all, you look to the letter before it. If it has kasra, then you pronounce it as ya. And if it has fatha, then you pronounce it as alif. And you should really pay attention to what comes after it, because it could then be a case of التقاء الساكنين. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.